Perspective this hour from a so-called COVID long hauler. A healthcare technician in Florida contracted COVID-19 back in March, the virus permanently impacting her limbs. News Nation correspondent Brian Etten live for us tonight in Miami with more on that woman's battle to recover. Brian?
Joe, we are outside Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami. This is where Rosa Felipe worked as a healthcare technician and where she has been recovering from COVID-19 for months. She has such an amazing attitude despite what is happening with her hands. A warning, some of what you'll see in this story is disturbing. Rosa Felipe has been in the hospital for 8 months. She was working as a healthcare technician, monitoring patients' brain activity at Jackson Memorial in Miami when she contracted COVID-19 back in March.
I came to work and I noticed that I wasn't breathing as well as I should be. I said, let me go to the ER.
Just days later, Rosa, who has asthma, was put on a ventilator. And she stayed on that ventilator for 2.5 months.
I have vivid dreams and nightmares. I had very bad nightmares.
Because she was on life support for so long battling the virus, it impacted the circulation in her limbs.
This is what my hands look like now.
The tissue in most of her fingers died.
Let me set the phone down so I can show you my left hand as well. So this one fell off and is in the process of healing. And then this whole knuckle will fall off, and this one, the nail bed, has fallen off.
Only three of Rosa's fingers can be saved. She's in rehab in the hospital, having to relearn how to do everything from charging her phone to using the restroom.
I honestly thought that I would have been home for Thanksgiving. It would have been just like the icing on the cake to come so far, to have worked so hard, to overcome something that people think is a joke. And I can sit here and tell you as a living example, COVID affects people in so many different ways.
What do you say to people who aren't wearing the mask, who aren't taking this seriously?
Not to be so selfish, because let's say you don't want to protect yourself, but protect others that are vulnerable. There's so many people that are vulnerable.
Wearing masks and protecting the vulnerable is hard to enforce in Florida because Governor Ron DeSantis signed an executive order not allowing cities to fine people who break the rules. DeSantis has said he's concerned about the impact restrictions have on small businesses. COVID cases in Florida, like much of the country, are rising. In Miami Beach, they're giving out citations that even the mayor admits are essentially meaningless because there's no fine attached.
We decided over the last week, we've seen this come up, that we're going to have our police in code. We're going to offer free masks. And then if they don't take the mask, we're going to give them a citation. How effective this is, I don't know. But I know that with this surge that we're feeling right now, it's really important.
With a vaccine on the horizon, Rosa is hoping her story will encourage people to take precautions for the final stretch. She's hoping to finally be released from the hospital in a few more weeks and get home to her two young sons in time for Christmas.
It's what keeps me going. Every time I want to give up in therapy, every time I feel like the task that they assigned to me is something that I can't do, I just like imagine me possibly going home and making them a sandwich or reading them a book or, you know, doing things that we used to do before.
And I asked Rosa how she stays so positive. She says every single day her friends and family here in Miami and her family in the Dominican Republic all get on Zoom together and have a prayer session for her. Her ultimate goal when she gets through all of this is to eventually get back to work at the hospital. Live in Miami, Brian Enten, News Nation.